Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, at 3 o'clock today, the recounts for three Florida statewide races should be finished. As of this morning, Broward County finished its recount ahead of schedule. Numerous counties are still completing theirs, including Palm Beach County. Palm Beach faced a major setback on Monday as nearly 200,000 early votes needed to be recounted because of machine error. Now, one of the close races being monitored is that for Agriculture Commissioner. As of Saturday, Democrat Nikki Fried declared victory with a slim 5,000-vote margin. Now, because that race was within a quarter of a percent differential, a hand recount was required. We spoke with Republican Matt Caldwell on Tuesday, and you can hear that interview on our website, WLRN.org. Now, Caldwell has filed a lawsuit against the Broward County Supervisor of Elections for failing to produce documents that show all votes were received prior to the 7 p.m. deadline on Tuesday. We're joined now by former Congressman Patrick Murphy, who's leading the transition team for the Fried campaign. Mrs. Fried was unavailable to join us for this conversation. Mr. Murphy, it's a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We know Broward County finished tabulating its vote recount ahead of the deadline today, which is 3 o'clock. What do we know about what's going on in Palm Beach County? What are you hearing?
Well, your guess is probably as good as mine when it comes to Palm Beach and Broward and South Florida. We always seem to have these issues. But I'm, of course, hopeful that Palm Beach will get this wrapped up by that 3 o'clock deadline. We know there have been, you know, numerous lawsuits and numerous, you know, cases coming down. Just last night, there was a case, for example, allowing folks with signature mismatches to come in get that cured and or email that affidavit with the signed, you know, signature.
Didn't you have an?
I happen to be one of those people, right? So okay. I'm in the process of getting that affidavit filled out, getting a picture of my license, and going to email that in, you know, today or tomorrow. It's due Saturday. I think at noon is the deadline, so you can email or go in person to supervisor of elections if you've had a signature problem.
Tell me what happened with you. What was the issue with yours?
Yeah, you know. So I voted by mail in the primary, right? Same signature I've used since I was 15. Didn't have a problem voting in the primary like that. And after, you know, this close election, logged into the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Election website on Thursday morning, really in large part because there were so many close elections and speculation that maybe votes didn't count and there were signature problems. So I said, you know, let's just double check and make sure I wasn't one of those. Well, lo and behold, screenshot comes up and says invalid signature, click here for the resolution. Well, you click there for that form, and it turns out it was due Monday the 5th. It was due, you know,
the day before.
Right, the day before the election. Or thinking to yourself, if you voted by mail and followed the law and it got there by 7 p.m. on election day, and now there turns out to be a problem with that signature, there's nothing you can do. So in the judge's ruling last night, he said that, you know, basically doesn't make sense. Folks deserve to be able to do this after the election and deserve a day or two to be able to get that fixed. So that's this current ruling that came down to let the thousands of folks out there with these problems fix it.
And you would only have known if you had checked.
Right.
They weren't going to call you.
No, they weren't, which is, you know, the other sort of obvious fix to me in this day and age that the supervisor election isn't being proactive in this, right? I mean, I'm sure you and so many of our listeners got dozens of text messages reminding us to vote and telling us about certain campaign issues via text or email. Well, why can't the supervisor election do that and say, hey, Mr. Mrs. XYZ, we have a problem with your, you know, signature. Please come in by Thursday at noon with your ID and we'll resolve this.
One of the big questions that obviously will be discussed after this election is over. Coming back to Nikki Fried's campaign, you know, announces the victory. Is there any danger in announcing it before this is all said and done?
No, it's look, she won the election, right? I mean, she's up thousands of votes. It's exactly the right thing to do. And it's the exact thing that, you know, Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott have done. And, you know, I'll tell you from my experience, in my first election in 2012, we were up about 2,000 votes against Alan West in that election at, you know, 2 a.m. or whatever it was. And we're up those amount of votes, we declared victory, right? And as the days and weeks went on, they continued to do the retabulations.
But Andrew Gillum's campaign, Senator Nelson's campaign, they've all said, wait, it's just too early, wait.
Right, well, it always depends on what side of the coin you're on, of course. But look, if you're, and if you're Nikki Fried, if you're an individual who has got the most votes on election night or that, you know, early that next morning, you move on as is. You know, it's really not about you or your opponent in that case. It really becomes about the voters. And that's the way I approach it. And that's the way we're approaching it right now in the, you know, Nikki Fried transition is, hey, we don't have days and weeks to waste with these recounts and lawsuits. We've got to be ready come January 8th to handle this transition, right? There are so many important priorities that we've got to get done for the voters and dozens and dozens of positions to be filled.
So your opponent, Matt Caldwell, again, filed the lawsuit against Brenda Snipes, claiming she cannot verify when all of the early voting, absentee voting, and provisional ballots were submitted. Her first hearing is with Mr. Caldwell tomorrow. Do you see legitimacy in Mr. Caldwell's suit to gather this information?
You know, honestly, I haven't read it, nor am I an attorney, so probably out of my purview to even comment on that.
You know what? I wondered if your campaign has had the opportunity to speak with the election supervisor in Broward or Palm Beach County, because I know that you just said a moment ago you're trying to get in the loop and figure out, but where is the information coming from? Where are you getting it from? How are you learning about what's going on?
So I don't want to speak on behalf of the campaign because I don't know if they've spoken directly to them.
Okay.
Me as an individual, just Patrick Murphy, the voter, saw a early morning article about this particular case that applied to me with my signature issue. Got on the phone immediately and went through the normal steps of calling the supervisor of elections to get the information that I actually didn't have to go in person. I could do it by email. So it's just a matter of picking up the phone. You know, you got to wait, you know, a few minutes to get through. But on the campaign front, I'm not sure if they've been in touch.
So let's do this. As Patrick Murphy, tell me what are your thoughts on everything that's happened? I mean, look, three races were really tight.
Right.
And the rule is it automatically triggers the recount. But now, of course, you've got all of these questions about what's happening in Broward and, of course, now what's happening in Palm Beach County. Your take on everything that's happened.
So the rule itself of, you know, being under the 0.5% threshold makes sense to me, right? That I think gives voters some more confidence in the electoral process. If it's at that close of election, let's have a recount. Very rarely do they get overturned statistically. But that's fine with me. But the actual process in order to get there, and these lawsuits and these retabulations and recounts and machine errors and machines breaking down and overheating is an embarrassment, right? It's an embarrassment to the counties that are having the problems, to the state, to the country. And it's not just South Florida, right? And let's not forget in Bay County, despite the governor's specific email, right, to the supervisor of
elections in
the panhandle, right, saying do not count elections that come in by email, they still did it. So we've got to have accountability. In my, you know, sort of perfect world, and I hope this is something that, you know, Governor-elect DeSantis looks at, is making sure that there's some sort of uniform, you know, policy, right? That we are having the, you know, basically the same machines, the same policies, the same deadlines. And let's move beyond signatures. In this day and age, in 2018, the fact that we're talking about volunteers, not trained experts, and signatures seems a little silly to me. And, you know, God bless the volunteers for what they do, but we have blockchain technology. We've got all sorts of other technologies with biometrics that we can be using that are very inexpensive and will give, I think, more confidence to the voters in our elections.
And I want to mention, too, that Senator Nelson has sued to try to stop those votes up in Bay County because there were a number of them that were sent in by email and by fax,
right,
to not count those. Again, talking with Patrick Murphy, he's a former Florida congressman, now part of the Nikki Fried transition team into her position as agriculture commissioner. Again, the recount's still going, but she did claim victory. She now has a lead over 5,000 votes. The race for Florida's agriculture commissioner, one of the three statewide races that was really tight in this midterm, and it triggered the recount. Counties were expected to finish that recount again today by 3 o'clock, and we're going to keep you up to date on that. So, you know what? What's your take on the politicizing of elections, the elections process here in Florida? Because, again, you have going back to one of the lawsuits by Governor Rick Scott, a judge said, everybody, slow down. Stop with the comments. We can't be calling fraud. Let's just slow it down. Let the process happen. Let's see where it goes from there. But what do you think about how it's become so political?
Yeah, you know, I hate to sound partisan right now, but this is starting at the top, right? This is starting with President Trump and dating back to his election in 2016, alleging voter fraud, alleging just this week that people are changing clothes, putting new hats on, you know, coming in to vote twice or
these
three
are
times.
Comments he made recently about, you know, saying that people were
right.
going and changing their clothes, coming back in and voting again.
Right. Literally making things up out of thin air, right? He's got this like guy, he always quotes, I talked to a guy who heard this is happening. It's like this mystery person that doesn't exist, living in some sort of dream world. And it's beyond that, though. It's not for a good reason that this is happening. It's not for a good reason that Rick Scott is continuing to fan the flames of fraud. It suits their purpose because they are going after a base of people that believe in these government conspiracies, that believe that it is, you know, that they are sort of this underdog and fanning those flames for conspiracy.
Going after this group of people that we saw more turnout for this midterm than in 2014. So do you think that things like this could hurt people's trust in the system? Or
Absolutely.
Do you think it's just that group of people who don't want to believe in the system?
Absolutely. This doesn't stop with a small group of people. This will, uncertainty, these question marks that get out there, maybe don't take effect overnight with people, but one example after another, and you start seeing more and more examples of questions happening, people are naturally going to start to call into question the electoral process.
That only benefits
people like Donald Trump.
What do you think happens by 2020?
You know, unfortunately, I'm usually an optimist, but in this case, I'm somewhat pessimistic because I think they are very intentionally laying the groundwork for questions about the next election, right? The next big election, the presidential election. And by laying this groundwork now, starting to ingrain that in people's mind, if there is a dispute or a close election, that gives them the authority to say, no, it didn't count. I won. And you know, it's my word versus yours. And I'm the president, and calls into this real constitutional crisis.
If everything stays the same, nothing changes, then Mrs. Fried maintains her victory. She's going to be in a predominantly Republican cabinet and deal with a Republican legislature and a Republican governor. What are the plans on how to push her policy ideas when you're probably going to face a lot of opposition?
You know, Commissioner-elect Fried is common sense, right? She's not a politician. She wants to get things done. That was the campaign she ran on was, hey, I'm going to go there to Tallahassee to solve problems and bring everybody's concerns to the table. I am hopeful that that is received with an open door by the rest of the cabinet and the governor and lieutenant governor to actually get things done and not turn this into some sort of partisan game. And with a lot of the issues that, you know, she is most passionate about, like protecting our waterways, like making sure the implementation and rollout of medical marijuana is done correctly, by making sure that we have a safe community to live in, by making sure that, say, you know, concealed weapons permits, for example, don't have this flaw that we saw under, you know, Adam Putnam's, you know, regime that was there where they weren't even looking at the background check. So she's going to make sure that these, to me, all common sense, and I think most voters' common sense policies are implemented. And that's exactly why she won this election.
Just real quickly, if I can, in 30 seconds, if after the 2000 election, there had to be a lot of things changed with voting in Florida after this election. Do you see anything that has to change?
Yes. The first thing I'd point to is the resolution to move that date back 2-3 days if you have a signature problem, to make sure and hope that the supervisor election will proactively tell voters, hey, there's a problem for whatever reason with your ballot. Proactively tell them, hey, you have 2 days to get in here and fix that. But let's get these machines right. We shouldn't be having machines break down. We should make sure that sort of obvious things are fixed.